Our co-host Ari Shapiro has been on a road trip this week, driving through North Carolina and Virginia. He's brought us the voices of people he met along the way. For the last leg of his journey, Ari traveled with a group of college students headed to Washington before the inauguration.
We're in a parking lot in Lynchburg, Virginia, on Thursday, hours before the sun comes up. About a dozen students from Liberty University are freshly scrubbed, looking ready for church. Men in neckties, women in high heels. This is a conservative Christian school. Some of these students were first-time voters in November. One said he knocked on 10,000 doors for the Republican Party in Wisconsin. All of them are Donald Trump fans. Andrew Watkins is 18.
I'm just super excited getting involved in politics, and I'm really excited to see something historical.
We all pile into a caravan of cars, and after a four-hour drive from Lynchburg, the Washington Monument appears on the horizon. 18-year-old Kayla Bailey says the sight gives her goosebumps. The students stretch their legs in front of the Greater New Hope Baptist Church downtown. And I ask Kayla the question we've been putting to everyone on this road trip. What are your hopes and fears for the Trump administration?
I come from West Virginia, and so we've seen a really big decline in our economy, and a lot of people are addicted to drugs and just really have no hope anymore. And so I'd really like to see sort of my home state get better, because after 8 years, it's been a really hard process to watch people suffer.
These college students are the youngest people by far in the long line waiting to get into the midday church service. Once worship is over, they all agree on the site they want to see next.
Going to Trump Hotel.
Walking to Trump Hotel.
Yes.
There are barricades out in front. The street is closed. People have lined up taking pictures. This has become a tourist attraction in its own right.
Do one of you guys mind taking our picture before?
It's super cool. Actually seeing it in person. The place that I hear about on the news all the time. It's like, oh wow, I'm actually right here.
While they're taking their photos in front of this old stone building repurposed as a luxury Trump hotel, one of them spots a sort of celebrity. It's Jerry Falwell Jr., Liberty University's president, son of the school's founder.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Time for a decision. Plan A is the concert on the Mall, with Toby Keith, Three Doors Down, and other entertainers. Plan B is Capitol Hill, with a chance to meet a member of Congress and maybe even upgrade their tickets to get a better view of inauguration. They head for the Capitol. Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia does not disappoint.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Y'all looking forward to the inauguration?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have tickets for everybody?
A Liberty graduate who works in the office plays the name game with the students. A couple of them know her brother. Just outside the building, a tall man approaches them. He offers little prayer cards. The students all sort of roll their eyes, trying to ignore him, but he won't go away.
Knowing Jesus.
We're actually from Liberty University.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah, we definitely know Jesus, but thanks for the card anyway.
It's early to bed Thursday night for these students. And another very early morning on Friday. They meet in the hotel lobby well before dawn to get to the Mall in time for inauguration.
Getting ready to head out for the big day.
The hotel is in the Virginia suburbs, so the students have to figure out the metro. Ben Solem, who's been to Washington before, is helping show people how to get into town. He takes a seat on the train.
Growing up, my parents would quote to me that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And it's true, that quote is lived out on many fronts here in Washington, D.C. every single day. It's cool to see it firsthand.
What's funny is that I think there will probably be marchers with that quote tomorrow who have the exact opposite opinion from...
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
Coming out at the top of the escalators, Kayla Bailey confronts a noisy explosion of democracy.
There's a lot going on. There's protesters, and there's people expressing their opinion very loudly. It's a bit confusing.
And there's a lot of bullhorns, a lot of men trying to sell t-shirts, hats, and it's very chaotic.
Cody Kleinbell, who's wearing a thin cardigan over his shirt and tie, is realizing that maybe he should have dressed more warmly. A few of them stop to buy Trump scarves and stocking caps to keep warm and have a souvenir.
The other gate, we're shutting this one down, folks.
As the students turn to walk down another street, Cody passes a long line of uniformed officers with helmets, batons, and shields.
It's sad, you know, regardless of who you voted for, I think this is something that the nation needs to come together and do, is just love and forgive and let go.
Tickets out, please.
Finally, tickets in hand, the students reach their gate.
Definitely excited.
Cool.
We're ready.
Cool.
Ready to get in there and get started.
All right, guys, let's go get it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
They walk through onto the Mall to watch Donald Trump take the oath of office.
That's our co-host Ari Shapiro. The stories from his inauguration road trip were produced by Janae West.